Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, all right. What a gorgeous Wisconsin weekend. Thanks for hanging with us as you run your errands or get prepped to do something fun with your family. Let's head to Sheboygan. Shelly Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations at Visit Sheboygan. Thank you so much for being with us, Shelly.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sheboygan in the summer is incredible. When people ask you what makes Sheboygan so special during the summer, what do you tell them?
The outdoors. The outdoors is really key in the summer. I mean, we're right on Lake Michigan. There is so much lake frontage, beaches, beautiful beaches, lots of hiking. It's basically a lovers of outdoor recreation here. So there's always something to do, and it's always outside, and it's beautiful.
Yep, you're right. Summer, we're right in the heat of it. It's the time to get to Sheboygan. Let's check out August 8th through the 10th, because there's something really cool. It's the boat races. Tell us about what happens that weekend.
It is. It's great. Mercury Racing Midwest Challenge is coming back for the third year right along the shore of Lake Michigan. Real high energy race boats, speed boats out in Lake Michigan. And new this year, they are bringing in the Aqua X jet ski races. So it's a little bit more close and up personal, so you can see it a little bit better. So that's really exciting news. But the whole event itself is just a boom to the area. Friday, they start off with the kickoff party downtown, around the downtown area, City Green. They actually bring the boats. They drive them in, set them up. You can walk through, see the boats, meet the crew. So it's a very, very personal part of the event. There's live music, food trucks, beverages down there. So that's a great kickoff.
So the captains are there. Like, you can literally touch the boat, ask questions.
Yes.
Really, really. That's so cool.
Yeah, and they love that. The crew loves that. They really get to interact and talk to people. I mean, and to see those boats up close like that is incredible. They're huge. So, it's a great way to really kick off the event and make it a more personal experience for the race teams and for the visitors as well.
Then let's go through race day. So Saturday and Sunday, what time does it get started? What can people expect?
Yeah, it gets started really early, actually. This year, they are bringing in the Aqua X jet skis first. So from 8 till 10 in the morning, the jet ski races, that's going to be right behind Blue Harbor Resort. So it's a little bit tucked in that cove area a little bit better. Yeah. By 10 o'clock, it starts going to the main races, up again all along the South Pier. South beaches are the best. So that's really great. And that runs all the way up until 5, 6 o'clock at night on both days. So it's fantastic with those races.
Full day. That sounds so cool. Shelly Harms is with us from Visit Sheboygan. New this year, this is really cool. The City and Three Sheeps Brewing are teaming up for something super special. Tell us about that.
They are. What they wanted to do is they really wanted to utilize the King Park area. I mean, that's really one of the best viewing spots. I mean, everything right behind the South Pier Circle is vendors and their VIP area. But for the general public along King Park, the City and Three Sheeps is activating that. So Three Sheeps will be down there serving their beverages. They're going to have food trucks. They have vendors set up. There's live music. And then they're having a brat fry as well. I mean, who doesn't love a brat fry in Sheboygan?
So. Oh, my God, that's perfect. And this sounds like a really cool family sort of thing that you can really just bring the kids and hang out.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, this is a free event for everyone to experience. So they really wanted to capitalize on that and just really make it a great gathering spot that's very family friendly there.
You know, I always encourage people to make it a weekend, to spend the weekend there. Can you go at a high level through some of the lodging options? Is there stuff for families? Is there stuff if you want something more romantic? Talk about lodging really briefly in Sheboygan.
Sure. Lodging, obviously, Blue Harbor Resort is great, very family friendly with the water park and all their amenities. You have the Harbor Winds Hotel, which is right down on the riverfront, right downtown. That's had some renovations, really nice property. Further up street, we have Grand Stay. We have another place called the Watershed, which is on the river over by Kiwanis Park. And then, of course, we have the fabulous, you know, hotels right along the interstate, easy on, easy off to get into the Fairfield or the American or Holiday Inn. Lots of different lodging options.
Airbnb is available, too. I saw some cool houses if you wanted a house for your family, all of that sort of stuff. What's the website, Shelly, if people want more information on all the great stuff that'll be happening through the weekend?
They'll want to go right to visitsheboygan.com. There's our events calendar that lists not just the Midwest Challenge Racing, but all the other events and things happening throughout the week and through the rest of the summer.
The boat racing is August 8th through 10th. The rest of the summer and into the fall will be stunning in Sheboygan. Make sure you check out that website, visitsheboygan.com. Shelley Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations at Visit Sheboygan. Shelley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Of course. Hey, up next, Ishnala, the Supper Club in Wisconsin. Bob Prosser, the owner, when we come back on WTMJ.